Description of chronic pain, etiology, and community. What causes chronic pain? While the layperson may expect the causes of chronic pain to be primarily musculoskeletal in nature, chronic pain can have a variety of causes. This resource will discuss a few of the most common causes of chronic pain, such as environmental and postural, disease, and psychological. Credit to Rattini 2018. There are also chronic pain conditions such as chronic pain syndrome, where the etiology is unclear and still being studied. Credit to Singh 2019. Environmental and postural etiologies of pain include back, neck, and shoulder pain that develops over time. Posture, quality of shoes, and work environment can all be risk factors for this cause of chronic pain. Credit to Rattini 2018. A common type of chronic pain caused by the environment or posture is carpal tunnel syndrome. The carpal tunnel is a thin tunnel of bones and ligaments within the wrist. This tunnel can become compressed and inflamed, leading to chronic pain in the wrist, arm, and hand. One of the common causes of carpal tunnel syndrome is repetitive hand motions, such as those that workers may experience with frequent use of tools and technologies requiring fine motor skills. Credit to the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, 2017. Many diseases can cause chronic pain, but not all diseases that can cause chronic pain always present with pain as a symptom. For example, cancer may cause chronic pain, but it can also go undetected because it doesn't necessarily cause physical pain, especially in its earlier stages. Three of the many diseases that are notorious for causing pain include osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, also known as RA, and fibromyalgia. Credit to Rattini, 2018. Here are brief definitions of each of these conditions. Osteoarthritis. This common form of arthritis only affects the joints. Aging, obesity, repetitive motion, and injury are common risk factors for osteoarthritis. Credit to Zellman, 2018. Rheumatoid arthritis, also known as RA. This autoimmune disease causes a patient's immune system to attack their own body's tissues. This commonly affects joints, which may become inflamed, but can affect other parts of the body as well. Credit to Zellman, 2018. Fibromyalgia. The cause of fibromyalgia is unclear, but the classic symptoms include chronic, widespread muscle pain and fatigue. So little is known about the cause of this disease that it is diagnosed by the process of elimination, rather than through its own diagnostic test. One of the current theories surrounding the cause of fibromyalgia is that a patient's nervous system doesn't process pain signals correctly. Credit Blatt, 2017. Chronic pain syndrome, or CPS, is an example of a chronic pain that doctors believe may be psychological in nature. Not much is known about this condition, and patients with CPS may often have multiple comorbidities that exacerbate and contribute to symptoms CPS patients experience. There are many theories about CPS and other chronic pain conditions which don't have known psychological etiologies. Singh, 2019, notes that patients with several psychological syndromes. Examples given include major depression, somatization disorder, hypochondriasis, and conversion disorder, are prone to developing CPS. It is important to note that mental illnesses such as anxiety and depression are common among pain sufferers, and that the physical manifestation of these mental illnesses can lead to chronic pain. As well, chronic pain patients may develop these conditions secondary to their pain or medication. Credit to Osterweiss, Kleinman, and Mechanic, 1987. One theory of psychosocial cause of chronic pain is that patients will experience a painful stimuli. The stimuli will be rewarded in some way, and that the pain will continue without clear cause because the patient is unconsciously seeking the reward they initially received in response to the painful stimulus. Credit to Singh, 2019. There are so many different causes for chronic pain that addressing them all is beyond the scope of this resource. However, to learn more, visit the American Chronic Pain Association's list of conditions for information and resources specific to conditions from acute pain to whiplash and everything in between. Online chronic pain communities. There are many chronic pain communities online. Often, these communities are part of some larger chronic illness community in which people discuss their chronic conditions. In some cases, people who have chronic pain and chronic illness refer to themselves as spoonies, and you may encounter this term when interacting with pain patients online. This term comes from a theory known as the spoon theory, which was created by Christine Misandrino, a college student with lupus. Misandrino created the theory to explain how lupus impacts her life and how living with chronic pain or a chronic illness affects the energy pain patients have to expend each day. You can learn more about this theory by reading Pain Doctor's article, What is a Spoonie and How Can the Concept Help You?, or by reading Misandrino's narrative blog post in which she introduces the spoon theory on butyoudon'tlooksick.com. Descriptive links for references. All of the resources are listed in the order they appear in the description of chronic pain, etiology, and community. To access a complete list of citations for this open educational resource, please see the full list of references at the end of the page. We do not read our descriptive links or citations out loud, but encourage those listening to use screen reading technology to identify the links so that they can use their assistive technology to navigate to them. Thank you for reading and listening.